Today from the Ohio Newsroom, child care for kids with special needs.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Yesterday, we heard about how challenging it is for parents in North Central Ohio to access and afford childcare. For parents of kids with special needs across the state, those challenges are even greater. As part of the Source Media Properties series, It Takes a Village, reporter Carolyn Robinson spoke with several families about finding childcare for their disabled kids.
Cassandra Daly was paying more than $500 a month to send her son Adonis to childcare. Then he got kicked out. The six-year-old is on the autism spectrum, and his behavior was unpredictable and sometimes aggressive.
Unfortunately, in this town and in a lot of towns, honestly, even the larger cities, child care just is not set up for those extreme needs, for those extreme behaviors.
Daly had to quit her full-time job to care for him until he was old enough to attend school. Her story is all too familiar for parents of special needs children. Finding quality, affordable care for any child is hard enough. It gets tougher when a family lives in a rural area. When special needs are added to the search, workable solutions become even more elusive. Few centers offer the unique physical, mental, and emotional supports that children like Adonis need. Various agencies serve as clearinghouses and can offer referrals, but parents of disabled kids are often left to navigate the details on their own. Michael and Brooke Magyar's 2.5-year-old daughter, Isla, has a rare genetic condition called Pitt-Hopkins disease, which causes intellectual disabilities, developmental delays, breathing problems, and seizures. Michael called dozens of daycares looking for specialized care.
I mean, half of them didn't get back, spoke to some of them, didn't even mention genetic disorder and, just didn't have the room and capabilities.
He had to quit his full-time job, making it even more challenging for them to cover Isla's growing medical expenses. Finally, he connected with the director of M1 Kids Academy in Mansfield. He figured this would be another routine discussion. Instead, he walked into a makeshift task force.
There was a bunch of people here pulling together. I mean, at that point, I'm not real emotional, and I was about ready to break down and start crying.
At a packed conference table, representatives from at least 6 public and private social service agencies came up with a plan to support Isla, her family, and Janetta Elia's M1 Kids team, who would be caring for her.
Coming together with all of these different entities and providers and just being able to get together to support the family, that's something that, it felt great to be able to do. Sadly, that's not something that we are typically able to do on a regular basis.
Isla attended M1 Kids Academy for several months while the Magyars focused on getting a Medicaid waiver for at-home care. While it worked for them, they say their year-and-a-half-long search shows the system of childcare services for special needs kids is broken. All of the parents I spoke with had a similar piece of advice.
The squeaky wheel gets oil, so, don't be afraid to, speak up. Don't be afraid to advocate. Don't be afraid to, not take no for an answer.
On the days that you want to give up, you still have to fight for your children. And then cry in the shower after they go to bed if you have to. I've done that plenty of nights.
Even so, the parents I spoke with emphasized they can't handle everything on their own. It takes a village to raise their children. For the Ohio Newsroom and Source Media Properties, I'm Carolyn Robinson in Mansfield.
You can find photos, more information, and links to the full It Takes a Village series at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.